I'd like to welcome Bernard Hopkins to the Savvy Investor Radio. Oh my gosh!
Thank you.
The executioner himself.
Thank you.
Right. We were just talking about you've kind of retired to the Florida area.
Yes.
And kind of wishing maybe that during your peak years of earning all those. I think I saw that you had the highest grossing pay-per-view ever for boxing.
Yes. Yep. I was in line. My partner Oscar De La Hoya, my business partner. He got me by a notch, but I'm in the top three.
Right, so that's it would have been nice to have the tax rate of Florida at that time.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And you know, I look at it like this is a lesson of listening to people that were smarter than me, and I finally listened.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I wish it was 10 years ago.
But it takes a little bit of time to get there.
But it's better late than never, especially when you had a career like I had a career for 28 years.
Right,
to say three decades.
Which is crazy in the boxing world.
Correct.
Absolutely. So what are you doing nowadays? What are you involved with
now?
Well,
few things. Partnerships, Golden Boy. We fought in 2004. We became partners in 2006.
Okay.
And we've been rocking and rolling ever since. We have over 70 fighters under our Golden Boy banner promotion. Oscar is getting honored tomorrow.
At the Pump Foundation, yes. It's a secret. Don't let anybody know right now. Yes.
So that's our almost 2.5 decades of partnership after fighting each other.
Right.
Which is it's unheard of. It's not normal. For, you know, we fought in, say, 2004. We became partners in 2006, business partners in 2006. And here's 2022. We're still doing big fights, bigger fights coming up. Especially after COVID's basically cooled down or ended in a way. But and doing a lot of stuff back home in Philly, still my home base of home, but I've been living in Delaware. As I tell people, when I was fighting, they mentioned Philadelphia, but I sleep in Delaware.
Right.
Philly gave a different ring than from the state of Delaware, because the opponents don't normally get scared and their knees don't shake. But they do hear Philadelphia. They know they're going to be in a fight. So
right.
Philadelphia is my home base. Is where all my siblings at, aunts, uncles. Like, there's a generation there.
Right.
And that's where I grew up from, and I'm proud of that.
Well,
and, you know, Florida was a place I was going to Florida when it was winter up north. I'll go there to train and get ready for a fight for 8-9 weeks and fell in love with, of course, it's easy to fall in love
fall
with.
Fall in love with, especially with that weather. Yeah,
with
the beaches.
Beaches.
Yeah, the beaches, absolutely.
With the turquoise water. You
yes,
know, that
yes,
sort
yes,
of helps.
Yes. So let me ask you a question. So the hardest punch you ever took?
My mother.
Oh, she I
had
love
a,
that.
She had a Shirley May, God rest her soul. She had a left hook and a bolo punch. It's the bolo punch. I'm dead serious. The bolo punch. Listen, I'm the second oldest of seven.
Right.
You don't think I was fighting in the house?
Right.
My sisters had a better jab than me. I got four sisters, Bernadette, Yolanda, Charmaine, and Marcy. I'm the second oldest.
And they would
know,
take
and
you
I
out.
I got two other brothers. Yeah, come on. Listen, the Hopkins house had the best scraps that never got recorded.
That could have made millions.
Broke every pay-per-view records out there.
All right, so big family, lots of family in Philadelphia. Tell me about the meal. If mom was still here to cook for you, what would you have her make for you tonight?
Pasta.
Pasta?
Pasta. Shrimp and pasta.
Shrimp.
Scampi.
Scampi.
Yeah, scampi. Not Alfredo. I don't like the creamy stuff. I like the, you gotta get down the health nut. I'll be 58 in January.
I feel marvelous.
I work out 80% of the time. I do rest. Right now I'm maintaining what I've already established and invested in myself for years. So I'm just maintaining right now. I don't have to run 10, 15 miles. I just get this, you know, hit the gas pedal 3 times a week, be conscious of what I eat, get the proper rest.
So not too much pasta.
And not too much. But pasta is good. It's only don't eat it at 12 p.m. at night.
Right, okay.
Or 1 in the morning.
Right.
When you're going to bed, pasta will put you to sleep.
Right.
I mean,
it is.
A couple of fork spoons of pasta. You're not going to jog. You're going to yarn 3 times, and then you're going to go to sleep.
Right.
With the remote control still in your hand.
There you go. All right. So do you miss it? I mean, you're still involved with it, right? Helping all those kids.
You asked two questions.
Yeah.
Do I miss it? Hell no.
Okay.
I never miss no one hitting me, right?
Right.
Even though I perfected a matrix type of defense. I'll say that again. I perfected, as the executioner for longevity, a matrix-style defense. I knew how to roll. I knew how to rubberneck. I know how to take some of the blow by not getting hit solid with the shots. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to get hit with, say, 3% or 2%. To get hit with 10, 9, 12, or 15 or higher, now you got some damage. You got some problems. one of the reasons I still can be understood amongst even this interview is because I took less
punches to the head,
but I gave more.
Yeah.
And I think that is planning ahead as time went on in life. I realized a good defense is a good offense. And now I have to take that concept that worked for me in one of the most physical sports you can be in is boxing. How do I transform that or transfer that into my lifestyle, business, non-contact sports where I can take that same discipline and be successful after boxing? And I didn't have to wait till boxing was over and then reboot myself and then say what I'm going to do. I tell athletes, I know a lot of them, we sort of connect, whether you're a basketball player, football player, or any other player of sports, you must plan and be multitasking in your thinking and in your actions while you at your most active time in your career, because nothing lasts forever. If life doesn't last forever, why would you be foolish to think your career does?
Right. And too many of them do. I mean, I think you hit it spot on. The whole idea of the planning and taking the least amount of risk, basically figuring out ways to avoid the blows that you were taking. I mean, that's phenomenal as financial planners. That's what we do for our clients all the time, trying to make sure that they have that longevity that they need. Yeah. Listen, Bernard, it's been a wonderful conversation. Appreciate you stopping by. And have fun tomorrow night at the Dana Pump Foundation, man. It's going to be a great time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.